The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hello and happy hump day. It's time for the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, a man with the true love of lady lumps. Here's Nate.
It's true. I love them.
Lady Lumps.
Those are nice. That's a Black Eyed Peas song, My Humps.
It is.
I love that song.
My Lady Lumps.
Yeah. Classic.
It is. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about baristas.
Batista? Oh, wait, no.
Oh, we'll talk about Batista, too, but we're going to talk about baristas. A Major League Baseball player taking some paternity leave and catching flack for it.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. And a yogi that might make you think twice before striking that special pose.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly.
So, oh.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm so, like, delayed on these sex references. I learned so much. Like, I learned what clam baking was from here. Or clam jousting,
clam
sorry.
Jousting.
Clam jousting. It's a very educational show.
Yeah,
has anybody been to the clam jester yet? I mean, the clam jumper?
I have. It was delightful. As expected.
I like the place. I shouldn't. No, no. That sound like I cast aspersions on it. I don't.
No, it's a delightful place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So before we get going with the crux of this show, I must ask Christiana, who has her foot elevated, and her ankle wrapped.
Yeah.
What happened?
So last week, for those of you in Sacramento, we had rain, which we haven't had for a long time, and apparently I forgot how to walk. So I was going to Critical Hit rehearsal in preparation for the show. We have this coming Friday, April 11th, Sacramento Ooh. Comedy Spot. And I was, there's sort of like a wooden boardwalk sidewalk at front of the Mars building.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking past Pete's Coffee and just ate shit. Foot, like heel went one way, ankle went another way, body went the same way as the heel.
Mm-hmm.
So fell down, was sort of like could feel that it was bad. It was more than just a wobble or like, you know, sometimes you step wrong on your shoes or whatever, but kind of feel like the tearing on like up through my body.
Oh,
and it was just really it was not good. And a nice lady from Pete's Coffee came out and said, "Oh my gosh, are you okay?" And I was like, "No." So she helped me sit down inside, and like part of me was like, the left half, this is my right ankle that I twisted, but like the left half of me was covered in like wet dirt and leaves from the, from Ew. The sidewalk. And so she helped me sit down in a chair and then went back to her people or whatever. And I called Nick and Mikaela Pettigrew and said, "Help me, I can't feel down." And they came down, which was because everybody else was late rehearsal, so that was good. And they came down and kind of just helped me while I waited for Rob to drive in to rescue me because I couldn't drive my car. In fact, this is driving this evening, which is Monday, as we tape the podcast over here, is the first time that I have driven in like a week.
So six days since the accident happened.
6 days since the accident.
And what is the damage? What's going on?
It's just a sprain. I went in the next day for, we sort of couldn't decide whether I wanted to go right to the hospital that night, although it really hurt. Like I had to do like labor breathing and I was ugly crying in the Pete's. It was kind of embarrassing. finally, a Pete's barista to come over and said, "We happen to notice that you fell on our sidewalk. Is there anything we can get you?" And I'm like, "I'm okay."
Yeah,
good lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's one thing America needs, it's more lawyers.
Right. I was like, "Can
oh,
I? Can
shit,
I?" No. I feel the same way. It's okay. So we didn't go to the hospital that night because the thought of sitting at the emergency room at like 7 o'clock with a 4-year-old with nowhere to put her just didn't sound good. So
those were very bad times.
Exactly. So the next day I called the doctor and he sent me in for x-rays and he called and said it wasn't broken. So it's just a lot of soft tissue damage. And my foot is, you can't exactly tell because it's like wedge. It's all puffy up out of the top of my shoe right now. And the bruising is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got this like black and blue halo around my foot. Basically,
that's gonna be so boss,
super gnarly.
But it does halo in my head.
It does hurt like a motherfucker, and it makes me sad. And I don't like hobbling around, and I probably should be using crutches and staying off of it more.
Do they do like? But do they just do an X-ray? Not like what's an MRI where they actually check like the tissue?
No, they just did an X-ray.
But if it's soft, like you sure like nothing's torn? Like do they?
I don't think there's anything to do if it is.
Oh, that's true. So might as well just play.
Yeah,
I mean, this is bliss.
Yeah, the doctor said that basically, if I could put weight on it, start doing that, like take it easy, keep it elevated, whatever. You know, don't try to like run a marathon or anything right now. But it, I can put weight on it. I can shuffle around, but it's definitely like I have to use care, and I haven't felt, I didn't feel confident. Even now, I don't know if I'll probably still have Rob drive me to work, because driving in traffic is different than driving when it's right. pretty quiet out. So,
it's
yeah.
your driving foot too. That's yeah. not, that's yeah. not good.
Sucks.
I had crutch. Oh, God damn it. I was going to say I have crutches, but then no, my,
I got crutches. I just not using them.
I would go with a pimp cane.
Oh, I know. Cane yeah. would be, actually, cane would be more
yeah.
helpful.
Or a walking stick.
So
stylish too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do it.
I went into Target on Saturday and was highly tempted to like borrow one of their little rascal scooters to Aww. Do my shopping, but I just couldn't. I couldn't do it.
So. Oh, you could have. It would have been.
I
like
know.
Foot up in the air. I mean,
yeah. Put my foot in the
and
basket.
Then like lean back and like have one like what's it low ride in? Just be hella G and then just get one of those like have your phone out and play it.
Cruising
on, like,
the shoes section. Whoa, what?
Justin Bieber blasting, being like, what?
Justin Bieber.
He has some gangsta shit now. Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber are running the game on wow. the hip hop game.
Our
that
demographic.
Is America, you guys.
Our demographic has shifted considerably with that Becca here.
It has. Quite a bit.
Damn. You know.
So
that's awesome.
Last week, April Fool's Day happened.
It did.
Yeah. We have some of the greatest or worst April Fool's Day pranks that happened around the country. Sheriff's deputies arrested a woman for falsely reporting a school shooting as an April Fool's Day prank.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, according to Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright, Angela Timmons sent a text to her daughter claiming that shots had been fired at Virginia College,
what?
Where she works. The daughter responded but didn't receive an answer. So then she called 911 because if you had a family member that texted you that there were shots fired and then they didn't reply to your text message, you'd probably call 911 too.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Yeah. Later, WSPA reports that Timmons admitted the text was just a joke. Mm-hmm. She confessed
Dumb
to pulling
similar
and she confessed to pulling similar pranks in the past.
Oh,
what is wrong with this lady? And she works at the school. She's teaching young. She's shaping young minds.
Now she's doing something there. Well,
she's cleaning the toilets.
Or was. She faces one count of disturbing schools.
That's a count?
It is.
That's a crime? Disturbing a school? Okay.
South Carolina.
Ted Cruz.
Education is so important there.
Ted Cruz, this is if you needed any proof that April Fool's Day had jumped the shark, Ted Cruz, you know that guy, the senator from Texas?
Mm. Yes.
Who's really from Canada. He went on Fox and Friends to display his new Winston Churchill tattoo. That's right.
I have heard through the grapevine, Senator, that you may have recently gotten a tattoo. Is there anything to that?
Well, I will say I was out in California a couple of weeks ago, and there was some
that
was a little unusual. And I got to tell you, it inspired
me.
Yeah, there was a fake poster of Beverly Hilton with a tattooed Ted Cruz out in front, supposedly.
I'm proud to stand with Winston Churchill. I'm proud to stand, and I got to say, my wife was fairly astonished.
You wait a minute.
Wait,
you
have, you a,
have
tattoo.
A tattoo of Winston Churchill? I can smell that cigar from here.
Your wife just wanted her name on your arm. That's all.
Wait a second. Is that or is that real?
Look, I will note if you look at the calendar, it might suggest something about what you're saying. But I'll leave that to others to figure out.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, that, what a nut.
They're crazy.
Jackasses.
Oh, yeah. It's
I
all good
he says,
fun.
I was out in California because, you know, crazy shit happens in California.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the guy that tattooed me was a gay.
You never can tell.
Damn gays. It's California gays especially. So no manners.
They are the gayest of all the gays.
So we have the bad and the ugly of April Fools. But it turns out the good April Fools came from comedian Greg Benson. Now, he's sort of famous for doing, you know, weird cell phone crashing antics and stuff like that. And he decided to play an April Fool's prank of sorts on the homeless.
Just getting something to eat is a struggle. So we came up with an idea to pull a really big surprise on about 50 homeless people. We put a lot of work into this video, and it was an amazing experience. So I really hope that you like it enough to share the video, and please subscribe for more good stuff.
It's Prank It Forward. He did it with Break.com.
People just are really judgmental. Society needs to refocus their attitudes on America's homeless. My name's Richard, and I've been homeless for about 15 months.
The homeless get stereotyped in society as well. It tears you up mentally inside. They're not animals.
A good share of homeless people that are homeless because of circumstances, because of loss of employment, support.
You don't think you can ever regain your social status anymore. It's pretty degrading when you know you've lived pretty comfortable, and all of a sudden, now you don't.
So they talked to several people about homelessness, and, you know, just to put a little different spin than what everyone expects from it. So they went to a homeless shelter and basically turned it into a 5-star restaurant.
With friends, I'm in.
The biggest challenge to convert the space into a restaurant was that it is a completely blank white room. There were chairs that existed that were green. So I said, well, let's run with the green theme and build up from there.
Complete with a band and a maitre d'.
We've been working so hard today, and we are so excited to get this party rolling.
Ladies and gentlemen. Y'all ready?
Yeah. Hey,
where come on, guys. Ryan.
They're calling the reservation names. This is amazing.
So people are lining up like it's a regular food kitchen, but they're calling their names as though they're being brought in for a restaurant.
Oh.
Welcome to Cafe Ascension. Thank you so much for joining us. Table for three, right this way, please. Ben? How lovely to see you two again. Right this way, let me show you to your table. Well, nice to see you again. Nice to see you, please.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Pleasure. If I realized it was going to be this fancy, I would have worn a suit.
You know, you look fantastic. You look fantastic. This makes me happy. I think it's going well.
So that I'm not going to play the whole video, but just to balance off the Ted Cruzes and the dumb bitches who do fake shootings at schools, I thought a nice April Fool's joke would be in order.
That was cool.
Yeah, I thought it was. And you can check that out. It's on break.com. So, yeah. Did anybody pull any April Fool's jokes? Any pranks?
I'm like about to cry. Like, that is so fucking.
And for one night, they were treated like actual humans.
That's like so. Like, that's what like people should do. Like, just treat other people. Holy shit! God damn it!
Oh, way to go, Nate.
Oh, no, I don't. Maybe we haven't skewed as far as you thought, Ted.
Oh no!
I don't know that. Becca
it's the
ever
chair. The Becca
damn
spirit
it
is still here.
She never damn cried.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Come on, man
I'm
up.
Not cry. It's just like. Oh, my, like, oh, God, my eyes are hella dry. And
not anymore.
Oh, it's just, like, there's so much shitty things in the world. It's nice that, like, people are going to, like, do something like that.
Yeah. It is nice.
And it's an April Fool's prank. Like,
yeah
that's really what people cool should fucking do. Nice things. Instead of posting stupid statuses on Facebook. Oh, I'm pregnant. I'm in a relationship. I'm engaged. I'm like, no, motherfucker. Like,
those stupid statuses. I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here are the things you never believe on April Fool's Day.
Oh, that shit. I'm sorry.
Got a new
general
job.
Oh, no.
Pregnant. Engaged. All of those
married
things.
Divorced. I did that. I did the pregnant thing 1 year thinking it'd be really obvious. But then I felt terrible because my father-in-law was like, oh, that's so amazing. Oh, we're so happy no for you. And, you know, and I was just like, oh, damn, that's not cool. You shouldn't do that to, like, grandparents. That's just not nice. Yeah.
My friend actually got engaged on April Fool's.
Are you sure?
Just to throw people off?
No, like she proposed to her girlfriend to throw her off, I guess.
Oh.
And like made it like hella cute and shit. I thought that was kind of cute. Like it was obviously like an intimate thing just between them. And then like they had an engagement party later. But I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah,
that's cute.
I went with something harmless that I had auditioned for the Blue Man Group weeks before.
Yeah.
Because the Blue Man Group had been in Sacramento like a couple of weeks ago. And so I posted that that I would be making big eyes at large crowds soon.
Right.
And I got a message from somebody at work, and they're like, "What does that cryptic ass message mean? Does that mean you're leaving us and getting another job?" I'm like, "No. What day is it?"
Oh, yeah, that was pretty obvious, but it was clever. I liked that one. It was subtle, but yeah, if you thought about it, you know it was not real.
Yeah, just something. I thought it was kind of fun.
It was fun, yeah. But I'm pregnant. No offense, Christiana. But
no, it's a terrible joke.
It's not original. It's just
not original. I mean, I did do it. It was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So it was, I'm sure, fresher.
That was still cool. 3 years ago.
All I wrote this year was, "Oh my God, something really amazing and believable happened to me today."
Right.
Because that was as far as I could get. So I had a friend who posted that, "Oh my gosh, I forgot that tomorrow is a local election in D.C. and I don't know who to vote for," which for him, he's such a government nerd. I was like, "Ha ha, good one. That's the nerdiest joke I've ever heard." He's like, "No, I'm serious." This is what happens when valedictorians, you know, can't get their shit together. So
it's bad times. So this past weekend, I went to a wedding. So I get ready to cry again.
Oh, shut the fuck up. It wasn't crying. I'm allergic to cats.
Okay.
That's what happens.
It's weird, though, that also Nate happens to be chopping an onion while we're recording.
I know.
So. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, Taylor Swift is playing in my headphones. It just all happened at once.
It was a Sarah McLachlan PSA with homeless dogs. Went to a wedding in Pismo Beach. My friend Josh and my friend Marianne got married, and my friend Ryan actually performed the ceremony.
It's my friend Ryan too.
Exactly.
Aww. Mazel tov.
I feel like half my Facebook was pictures from a wedding that I didn't go to and didn't know who was getting married. But there were like three people there that I knew that were all posting stuff.
And I didn't take any pictures of the ceremony itself because there were a ton of people taking pictures, and I just wanted to, I've been trying to do this more and more, be very much more present in moments as opposed to taking pictures for memories of things. So I took a few pictures during the reception of people dancing, but the ceremony itself was really nice. It was this little wooden structure out on the beach, and they walked down, and she has a 4-year-old daughter from a previous relationship, and adorable little girl, and they all came down and had the ceremony there, and it was just a really nice thing, a nice small little wedding, and then the stupid questions that you cannot avoid on your wedding day started to come from people, and the bride got mildly irritated because they have a website at The Knot that explains the wedding is here and the reception is here. So as soon as the ceremony was over and they're like, "The family's going to take pictures. We're going to have the reception in an hour here." They were all going up to the bride going, "Where's the reception?"
Like, "Are you fucking serious?"
Yes. And she's like, "It's at Giuseppe's." "Where's that?"
Google it.
And this was the response. "It's on the website. I could send you the link again if you want."
Oh, snap.
Get it, girl. Nice. That guy got he's a lucky guy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it was a really nice, beautiful day out on the sand, you know, sunny upper 60s, light breeze in off the ocean. And the funny thing is, because if you have a wedding like that on the beach, unless you're like uber rich, the regular common folk are just frolicking on the beach doing their common folk thing. So as they're getting married, there are people riding these recumbent beach bicycles along behind them. So you see in the foreground, I see my friends getting married. And in the background, I see people riding these 3-wheeled bikes behind them.
Aw, tricycles.
Aww. Yeah, and people flying kites. It was just very interesting. The conglomeration of how your world intertwines with everybody else's, but never actually come. It's kind of deep, isn't it?
Wow. That was really deep. Shit. Whoa, just got real.
It got
on the
real
Nate Darling show.
On the beach.
The show is full of emotion.
Okay, we're not. God damn, feels. I hate like that there's like evidence of me
the world knows.
Well, this will make you feel better. The University of Pennsylvania women's lacrosse team is being accused of causing significant damage, stealing booze, and more while partying in Philadelphia. According to Casey Neff, general manager of Fado Irish Pub, the team turned into a crazy genital-flashing shit show. Even cheering on as members of the group broke things.
It takes some contortion to flash your genitals when you're a chick, though. Well, I mean, you really got to be good at like the hip thrusting.
She might have had help from her teammates.
Yeah, but yeah, just like, you know,
like throw a leg up on a table.
Yeah,
guys wearing a skirt.
I mean, I don't under. Okay.
Well, from the Daily Pennsylvanian, the event was a pre-planned party hosted by the Penn women's lacrosse team. By the way, Ivy League. So these are smart girls.
God, society's doomed.
Scheduled from 9 to...
Smart girls also have genitals.
They do. And they'll show them off.
And they also get really drunk.
Yeah. Intelligently.
It was a 9 to 11 p.m. party, but they stayed later. In an email, the bar owner complained that the team members intentionally broke facilities such as a light fixture, which caused, quote, a broken glass hazard. The students also allegedly stole a bottle of liquor from the bar and attempted to steal a six-pack of beer. For a bar, that's like a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
Neff claimed that the lacrosse players also smoked marijuana in the bathroom and exposed a young woman's genitals to the, quote, adulation of the rest of the party.
Oh, Dana cheered up already. Good.
And here's the real crime.
I'm mad
minge,
I wasn't there.
Minge.
They also allegedly tipped less than 4% on a $1,300 tab.
Okay, see, all of a sudden I'm turned off. Yeah. That's not how you do things.
That's why he's pissed. Neff sent out an email explaining what happened to the university athletic department and the team's head coach, Karen Brower Corbett. He's unable to file a police report because he doesn't know who in particular is responsible for the damages. So a group of people was reportedly so wholly obnoxious and destructive he couldn't single anyone out. And the bar was basically hit with a hurricane of drunk lacrosse players. By the way, female lacrosse players can do some damage.
Yeah, no, they're not. I don't think they should count as like real Ivy League nerds because they're like still athletes, kind of, sort of.
I guess lacrosse people. Although, really, when I think of like women's sports teams that will, like, I don't know,
fuck shit up.
I gotta go with rugby.
Yeah.
Oh damn. Rugby.
Yeah.
Bitches can drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see that they're not amateur. I feel like lacrosse tries, but they can. They might not be able to hold down their own.
No, they can apparently hold them up to the breeze.
Go Ivy. I'm moving to the East Coast.
There you go. Well, this might make you reconsider your stance on yoga.
Why are you playing with my emotions, Nate?
Well, and the East Coast too. Oh. So Ted, I know you've been into yoga a little bit more lately, correct?
That is true.
Well, they say it can increase your sex drive. How is that going for you?
Is it 10-15 yet? No, it's going well.
Bill Catchley, who's 68, was practicing yoga at a national park in Virginia earlier this month. I'm guessing that would be in March, though. When he allegedly began waving his arms wildly and masturbating. That's according to court records obtained by the Smoking Gun. Two female visitors to the Mount Vernon Trail complained to park police that the man was, quote, holding a yoga pose before assuming his next position. Downward whacking dog.
I thought that was stroking monkey. All right.
Next, he allegedly picked up a, quote, dead animal and bolted onto the George Washington Memorial Parkway, where he chucked the critter carcass at a passing car. The women said afterwards that he went back to the trail and resumed masturbation. It's good to see someone focused on a goal. That's all I'm going to say. Next time he's doing yoga and needs a little release, he might try some anti-stress things. He was arrested on March 27th, charged with disorderly conduct and obscene acts. So bad times with the yogi.
Yikes. I've never had that experience.
Yikes and yogi.
Huh.
So anyway, it's time for Cooler Tool. Diana had to step out for a second. So
she got a little misty-eyed over the dead animal being hurled at a car, I think.
That was it.
It could very well be. Let's take a listen to this.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool.
All right, first up in Cooler Tool, April Fool's Day. Ted?
I'm going to lean toward cool because there's some fun stuff out there.
Christiana?
April Fool's Day can be cool, but I think the standard is... You know, I think it's getting harder to hit that cool level.
Yeah, I think we're tipping the point. We'd almost be over to Tool completely, except for that one really nice thing.
Yeah, and there's some good. There are some companies that do consistently funny things every year that are just like they're legit funny.
Yeah, exactly.
So right. I appreciate that. You know,
yeah, I like that. REI had like little kitten gear for campers or something. Yeah. It was cute.
Yeah. So.
Anyway. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Get in gear.
Diana is back.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry.
Hey, that's okay.
You
didn't really miss anything. You get to go, what's Cool or Tool?
Oh, April, that's why I left. I just wanted to come back for Cool or Tool.
April Fool's Day. Cool or Tool?
Fucking Tool, unless you're that comic guy. If everyone did that, it'd be cool. Otherwise, if you talk to me on April Fool's and Child Pole Prank and you're within smacking distance, I will find you.
All right. Up next in Cool or Tool, lacrosse. Diana, you get to go first this time.
Didn't I go first last time?
No,
I
went last.
Oh, gotcha. My bad. Lacrosse. I mean, it's not no cool. I wish I could partake. So I'll go with Tool.
Christiana?
Yeah, cool. Okay, oh, yeah, cool.
Ted?
It's cool. I don't really care about lacrosse.
It's actually the national sport of Canada.
Is it?
It is.
So,
and it's cool.
Really?
Can I change my answer? Yeah. I thought hockey was a national sport.
No, the official national sport of Canada is lacrosse.
Not curling?
Nope. Lacrosse.
Those Canadians, man, they are tricky.
I believe it comes from the native peoples. And finally, in Cool or Tool, yoga. Yoga. Christiana.
Yoga's cool.
Ted?
Yoga's very cool.
Diana?
Yoga's cool. The people that do yoga are tools.
Oh, Beck and I will have to change our ways.
Mm. Okay, people that go crazy and do yoga in the park
and throw animals at cars.
Yeah. You know, yoga's cool if only because of yoga pants.
Oh.
Yeah. I went there. Yoga pants. Cool. Most of the time.
I should sport some of those next time I do yoga.
Go ahead. Go for the yoga shorts if you like.
I don't know if the world's ready for that much sexiness, Ted. I don't think the world can handle it.
Thank you. Thanks for talking me down from that ledge.
That's good. All right, so that's Cool or Tool. I mentioned this earlier. Daniel Murphy, who is an infielder for the Mets, left them for a couple of days for his wife and his newborn. And Mike Francesa, who's a radio guy in New York City, ripped paternity leave the idea of it and called it a scam and a gimmick.
What?
He called it a scam and a gimmick.
Oh.
This is a long clip. Let me see if he gets to it early on in this clip.
Tim, what's up, Larry?
How you doing, Mr. Francis? It's a pleasure to speak to you.
What's happening?
Daniel Murphy's not even playing for 2 weeks. He's on maternity leave.
Well, he's not going. No, he's not going to be on maternity leave for 2 weeks. Maybe on maternity leave for 3 days. But I mean, the point
is—how long it is? 3 days.
It's 3 or 4. It's not 2 weeks. But I mean, he'll be back in a couple of days. But he—what
is the maternity leave for a baseball player, Mike?
Well, listen,
I never heard of something so ludicrous in my life.
Listen, this has changed. I frankly don't get
false. It's false. It has not. I will tell a story. Finish this. It is false.
Well,
it is demonstrably false what he just said.
I guess for baseball players, or is that the false part?
No. For baseball players.
Okay.
It was collectively bargained a couple of years ago that they would be able to take 3 days of paternity leave.
Okay.
To be honest with you, don't get it. But, you know, I guess it's more of a... I don't know where it started, to be honest with you. I mean... I guess it started with, I'm going to guess here, it started with natural childbirth.
Hold on. Let me pull something out of my ass.
Bitch got so tired. Now she needs all this help and support.
Hold on. I have to pull something out of my ass. This might take a second because I have no idea what it's going to be.
Where it started. Because it started being, in the old days, guys weren't present. You know, they were in a waiting room when they had births. Then they went to this natural childbirth stuff. So the guys were part of it. So they were in the room and they were there and everything. So now they needed to...
He's technically not wrong about this part.
And then they got attached to the baby.
I completely understand. And I have no problem with being there. I don't know why you need 3 days off. I'm going to be honest. I mean, you see the birth and you get back. I mean,
Like, nothing's changed after the baby's
Maybe
there.
Maybe take care of the kids. Well, you got to have someone do that if you're a Major League Baseball player.
Wow, you're a heartless.
I'm sorry, you do, because that's the only thing you're doing. You're not helping. Your wife doesn't need your help the first couple of days. You know
what
that.
What the fuck?
Is that true, Christiana?
Christiana, you've actually given birth. Did you need help?
Yeah.
So Rob had to help you.
Oh, geez. Uh-huh.
Christiana, you're weak. You're weak.
No joke.
Because of natural childbirth, did you need help?
No. I had the least natural possible set of circumstances with my childbirth, and I still needed a lot of help. So
the most unnatural.
This guy is a dumbass.
He is super stupid, but this is what I found interesting.
He is.
So I actually work with a former professional baseball player who doesn't like people to know that he's a former professional baseball player.
Is it a name we would know?
I don't know, because I don't know baseball. Okay. He's a former Oakland A and a pitcher.
Oh, okay. Dennis Eckersley.
That's not
kidding.
And it's from not recently.
Right.
Yeah. He's not from recently.
I know he's cool enough to have a baseball card. I don't know if everybody gets a baseball card.
Yeah, everyone does.
Does everybody get a baseball card?
Everyone
whatever.
Gets a baseball card.
He's still like whatever. So I asked him, I'm like, okay, tell me, what is the, like, what's the, how does it really go down? You know, is it poo-pooed for people to take? Because he has four kids and he's very, he's not the kind of guy who would take a lot of time off, but he also was involved in the establishment of like the players' union. And so he's big on labor stuff of both kinds. And so I asked him and he said, no, most people would take, no, that's super common. And then he told me about the time when I don't remember which of his four kids was being born. And it was, the kid was basically due to be born on opening day. And so they were playing, like, 2 days before opening day, they were playing in Yuma. And so he asked the manager, like, okay, so if my wife goes into labor and we're in Yuma, what do I do to get out of here? Like, how am I possibly going to get away from this place?
So he's playing minor league ball at this point.
No, they were playing a preseason, like...
Oh, spring training. Okay.
Yeah. No, he wasn't. He was playing for the A's. And so... and so he...
Four kids playing for the A's, losing Sacramento.
So he went to the guy and said, how do I get out of here? And the guy was like, I don't know, I'll figure it out. And so he gets to the whatever, I don't know where the fuck this ball field is, or these series of ball complex or whatever it is. And the manager is like, okay, well, see that helicopter over there? And he's like, yeah, so what? He's like, okay, well, that's yours if you need to get back for the birth of your kid.
Aww.
And it was the opposing team's owner's personal helicopter. And he said that kind of thing was totally normal. Like, team to team that help each other out. Like, it's just normal for them to do that. He didn't take, you know, weeks off. He was home for a couple days. She had the baby. He did not get to fly the helicopter. He was super sad. He actually called his wife and was like, going to labor.
Make sure it happen now.
But yeah, he said, no, it was very common. People were supportive. You did, like, you know, he's sure there's some people out there who were dicks about it. But for the most part, like, no, you go home, you see the kid born, you come back, play ball.
Well,
no,
yeah,
big deal.
And even now, this was collectively bargained into the last labor agreement they had,
right.
I believe, 2 years ago. They get 3 days off for paternity leave, which, not a big deal. It's two games. Big deal.
Yeah.
The team didn't care, but Mike Francesa cared. You know who else cared? Former NFL quarterback Boomer Esiason had some things to say.
That matters.
If possible, even he's since apologized, but possibly even dumber.
Assuming the birth went well, assuming your wife is fine, assuming the baby is fine.
That's not Boomer. That's his co-host.
Oh, baby's good. You have a good support system for the mom and the baby. You get your ass back to your team and you play baseball. That's my take on it. Nothing you can do anyway. You're not breastfeeding the kid.
I think he's got legal rights to be there if he wants to be there.
Hey, Eddie, what's the paternity leave rule in America? How many weeks?
Do these people not have kids? I mean, I don't have kids, but I get it. You want to be with your
newborn
baby.
And there's also no national fucking paternity rule. There's no national maternity rule. There's no national parental leave at all. There is unpaid FMLA if you qualify for it. But that is far from an actual guarantee of anything. So all of this is full of shit.
Yeah.
Full of it. And also, just to address your point that, like, well, it's in the contract, so they have it, no big deal.
Right.
There are a lot of contracts for public and private employees that do grant both parents parental leave, and a lot of companies that do it. But the rate of people who take them compared to people who have the right to do so, really, really disparate for guys. So I think important...
Yeah.
For like I doubt this baseball player really felt like being a positive example in this regard. He would probably rather people talk about him playing baseball, but I think it's good that he takes it, because just because the right's there, if people don't exercise it, that doesn't help anybody.
I don't get why they're bashing him.
But by the way, this is you're listening to Carton of Boomer and Carton. Carton, also an empty vessel like this guy's head. but let's listen to their whole point again. And by the way,
we're
doing a show out of my living room. And between these shows, I talked to Diana about being careful about hitting her chair because it made a lot of extra noise on the mic. These assholes have TV cameras pointed at them. They're doing a radio show, and they have no fucking interest in having a product that sounds halfway decent. So I'm offended by that, too.
Where's your professionally trained DJ? Push the button.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Now, I know Boomer is a fucking quarterback, but Carton, I assume Carton has done radio before. I don't know what fucking Carton is, but anyway, let's listen to these idiots.
The baby is fine. 24 hours. You stay there, baby's good, you have a good support system for the mom and the baby, you get your ass back to your team and you play baseball. That's my take on it.
What the fuck was that?
That's that asshole knocking on the table.
You're not breastfeeding the kid.
Not everybody's got legal rights to be there if he wants to be there.
Hey, Eddie, what's the paternity leave rule in America? How many weeks?
It's not a thing.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, I'm not telling you Murph's going to miss 2 weeks.
That is federal law.
But the way he was positioned in the paper.
Sounds good.
Again, I got to hold on. Let me see if I can.
You know, it's not.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Bottom line, that's not me. I wouldn't do that.
You'd get back and you'd play game two.
Quite frankly, I would have.
This is your child. They are calling this they're calling baseball a game. It's not life or death, but a child.
But it's your career.
For 3 days.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just let me get through to Boomer here and his
God, I don't know if I can tolerate this.
No, probably not. Get ready.
Good.
I always said C-section before the season starts. I need to be at opening day. I'm sorry. This is what makes our money. This is how we're going to live our life. This is going to give my child every opportunity to be a success in life. I'll be able to afford any college I want to send my kid to because I'm a baseball player.
Did you catch that? C-section before the season starts.
Not everybody can be Britney Spears. All right.
You've taken me on a roller coaster today, Nate. I went from crying to wanting to fucking punch somebody in the face. And I'm not a violent person, but I feel like someone needs the stupidity smacked out of them. And these are these people. They're so fucking reading. This is why other countries look down on America.
No, that's not why they do.
You know what?
Okay.
One of the reasons.
No, actually, I had dinner with people from all over the world last night, literally. And that is, they don't look down on us, but they don't understand us. And the parental leave is one of the things that we talked about. Literally.
Sweden is one of them where it's paternal and maternal's pretty
equal. And it's mandatory.
Yeah.
It's not just equal. Like, you
and
have
you
to
paid.
Take it. You have to take
it. Yeah. Like, it makes, oh my God, fucking, these people are fucking idiots. Like, that's not even a good argument. Like, he already made the money. Obviously, if he's playing an open day, he obviously made enough money. And it's like, if you're the one to make or break your team needs to get better.
By the way, Daniel Murphy is a utility player. He's not even the starting second baseman for the Mets.
Oh, so he's just a hater. Never mind. The guy that took the leave?
The guy that took the leave is not a star player on the Mets. He's one of the... He's probably like the 20th... There's 25 guys on a major league roster. He's probably somewhere between 20 and 25 in terms of importance to the team. He's not a great... But and as egregious as everything they said was, this is what pissed me off more than anything. You're on the radio, assholes!
Oh, you scared the kitty.
He's on the radio. He's doing this, and they're grabbing the microphones, and they're all over
it
this,
looks like,
and they're moving it around.
Sweet love to it.
Oh.
For those that can't see, that's everybody but us.
Listen, mm-hmm. We're doing a show from my living room. There is a coffee table here. I have a cat whose chin I am scratching while I do this, and our show sounds better than these assholes who are on TV.
We're full of factually accurate, responsible information.
Well, I love it. They go to the back room of their little radio thing. It's like their producers, they're like, oh no, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how sports radio works, is they go to another room and they go, oh yeah, we looked on the internet, that's what happened. Uh-huh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure.
And the host is just like, okay, because you got to sort of trust them.
So bizarre.
It sounded it did sound like they were like recording it out of their mom's basement or some shit. It just sounded horrible.
They're literally on TV and on the radio. They're on two mediums being carried, and they're being paid money for that.
I
the story, like, if maybe, do you think maybe boomers just confused at like how many games are played in this particular sport? Because, okay, if you're missing two NFL, if somebody missed two NFL games,
right?
I mean, that's a significant percentage of the season. Okay, get pissed about it. I still think you should be able to do it. If it's a kid, it's fine. But there's like, what, 800 games in a season? I mean, there's so many games. Shit all is going to happen in the first week of baseball, really. And it's also the Mets. Okay, guys.
Yeah, I know. I think there's so many factors to consider. This is just like, really?
Oh, so boy. So they got eviscerated, and rightfully so. Amongst other things, first of all, and I'll be the one to say it, why is Boomer Esiason? Why is any guy going, listen, tell your wife to have a C-section before the season starts? By the way, that's going to, let me just enlighten everybody to this. A woman that has a C-section is actually going to be out of commission probably quite a bit longer than one who just gives birth naturally.
True.
Because the C-section involves cutting the baby out of you.
Gutting like a fish.
Yeah.
It's just, what? Like, he obviously got, you said he was a quarterback, right?
He was.
He got hit way too many fucking times and should not be talking. Like, that's just fucking idiot. Like, really? Like, tell, like, you complain
and,
that shit? Like,
and he's a dad.
Should I drop a little bit of extra knowledge here?
Sure.
Oh, damn.
This is fun. Sweden provides working parents with an entitlement of 13 months of paid leave per child at 77.6% of the employee's monthly salary. Which doesn't include, it's actually 13, it's more days, doesn't include weekends, so it actually amounts to, like, more time.
Right.
In Estonia, mothers are entitled to 18 months of paid leave starting up to 70 days before the due date.
This is why they're happier over there.
I don't know if they're happier in Estonia.
Oh, no. Sorry. I was still focused on Sweden.
Yeah. All of the Scandinavian countries. Yeah. I really... You think they'd be sadder and grumpier because they only have sun like half the year? But no, they're all happy and...
Except for that suicide
beautiful.
Rate.
Is that high over there?
It is high over
really?
There.
Well, which way? Whatever.
It is higher.
I'll take the risk.
I don't know how much. I'm not.
I bet
to...
it's not postpartum depression though.
Yeah,
at least
no.
they have
it's
support.
Not as high as
it is not that
they have to go back to work and that sucks.
God, I don't really like because that's just the health of the child too. Like, oh, you still have another month left. Well, we don't want to risk it because opening you're teeter tottering with opening day. We should just cut the baby out now. Like, let's just get it over with.
Well,
put it in the incubator. And call it a day. Like
he missed two of the 162 regular season Mets games. He's back with the team. He's fine. People are ripping apart Mike Francesa and Boomer Esiason. They both apologized, and we can now move on to not caring about the Mets anymore.
Can we not care about them ever again?
Oh yeah, Mike Francesa is he's one of those people that if he were anywhere but in New York City, no one would listen. There are a lot of TV and especially radio personalities in New York that if you drop them anywhere else in the country, people will go, who is this asshole? But they're loved and revered there because, you know, they're very blunt about what they say.
But I'm cool with blunt people, just not stupid people.
Oh, well, you can't have it all, Diana. Come on. Yeah. Now moving on, a very drunk priest hit the unholy trinity when cops arrested him for drunk driving. They noticed that he was also carrying marijuana in his sweatshirt. And hiding a pistol in his back pocket.
Oh, dear God.
That's right. Father Sean P. Thompson, a University of Alaska Fairbanks parish priest, got pulled over when a trooper noticed his truck weaving, crossing the center line, and speeding at 79 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone. When the officer asked for his license and registration, the priest handed over a receipt before blowing a .247, which is three times the
legal
limit.
That's a lot of alcohol, buddy.
It is. Asked if he had any weapons, he mentioned a .357 in the back seat, but neglected to mention the 9mm pistol in his back pocket. He had a bag with a small quantity of marijuana in the pocket of his hoodie. He later admitted to officers he was drunk and refused to submit to a second, more accurate blood alcohol content test. So, no blood test for him.
He was just testing the sacramental wine. What's wrong with that? And the sacramental herb.
We're out of
God made it.
We're out of it. Now, sometimes baristas are not the nicest people. Not the ones at Pete's who asked if you were okay after someone helped you back in.
After that person didn't, someone else had to help her.
Yeah. It wasn't right. The customer helped me at first.
Sure. Well, they were.
Well,
busy.
I don't know that they would have like. It's okay.
They weren't that busy.
It's okay. Oh. I like the Pete's people. I'll let them have it this time.
Well, the devil made his influence felt in mortal affairs. Taking the form of a caramel drizzle on top of a Starbucks beverage. Oh, a yeah. Baton Rouge, Louisiana school teacher claimed that the Mall of Louisiana Starbucks served her two drinks with a pentagram and a 666 drawn on them. The star was fine, Megan Pinion wrote in a Facebook complaint, because, quote, it is in your Starbucks logo, but the 666 was, quote, quite offensive. Wait. She added that it was in no way judging the personal beliefs of the barista who made the drinks. She is a public school teacher. She's Catholic. She didn't get the name of the person who made the beverages because she couldn't bring herself to look at him after the whole awkward bit with the number of the beast.
Okay. Wait, there's not a pentagram. Oh, there kind of is. Never mind. Okay.
That's a Star of David, right?
No, Star of David
and
has...
And it's a 999.
No, Star of David has 6 points.
It's just a 999.
It's a 999. Yeah. From my angle, it's a 999, ma'am. I don't know what you're looking at. She's a public...
It's three tadpoles spooning in a pile of foam.
Speaking of apologies, a Starbucks rep has apologized. He said that it was the first we'd heard of it when it was posted on our Facebook page. We reached out to her through social media and apologized. We're taking the complaint seriously. We're not sure who served her or what kind of beverage it was. It looks kind of caramelish in the photos. And as everyone knows, caramel is the material with which the old Scratch weaves his traps to lure us into his temptation.
Really?
I did not learn that.
So much on this show.
Well,
I didn't learn that in Jewish day school.
I'm reading from Gawker, so that it could be bullshit. It's not clear whether Starbucks has taken any action to reprimand the barista or not. It's kind of hard if you don't know who it was.
Well, now you know how the bar owner feels, the lacrosse bar owner feels. Doesn't know who it was. Just going to yell at everybody on the team.
I'm very sad. So anyway, you got to be careful when you go into, you know, a place like Starbucks.
Well, no one's normal. If you're that cheery at 6 in the morning.
It's caffeine.
They're on blow, caffeine, out. Something is not right there. Because one time I went in and the person was just a little too happy where I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna take my bagel. I don't even want anything you're drinking or serving. I just want my bagel, not even toasted. Just handing me the shit. I'll do it on my own.
So anyway, hey, we've got new music for Florida Corner. Decided to go a little different. Tired. Making some changes around here. It's corner shop. You know, as opposed to playing
like
down
that.
On the corner. Yeah. A little different. Headline for Florida Corner: man punches woman for cutting him off in the McDonald's drive-thru lane. That's right, a 68-year-old man punched a woman who reportedly cut him off in the drive-thru lane at McDonald's in Winter Haven. Howard Carl Wilson was in one of those double drive-thru lanes. Those are confusing, I understand. Anyway,
he needed his fries. What are you going
to
do?
He was caught on camera punching the woman and hurling racial slurs at her, according to the New York Daily News. Thinking he was being cut up, Wilson got out to confront the vehicle's occupants. Opening the passenger door, he allegedly started yelling racial slurs and curse words at Brittany, spelled B-R-I-T-T-A-N-I, Thomas. And at one point, footage purportedly shows him punching her through the open window. Yeah. Officers turned up at his home, and Wilson initially claimed he was only out of the car for 15 seconds, but when he was showed the clip, he admitted the situation was a little bit more than he'd recalled, and he felt like it was a road rage incident.
So he blacked out. He's claiming blackout.
Yep.
It wasn't McDonald's. Like, something else was pissing him off or something.
Sure.
And he was I would have gone like that. Like, I go to McDonald's for, like, comfort food. Like, when I'm having a bad day, like, I just, like, let my inner fat, like... fat girl go out. So I go to McDonald's, and like if I'm at that breaking point where, you know, at the point like where I was earlier where I just cried over a damn YouTube video or whatever the hell that was, like, yeah, I would have gone out and punched somebody if they cut me off.
Well, he was arrested, charged with simple battery, and later released. This is the second incident in less than a week of an over-the-top road raging person getting caught on camera and going viral in Florida. So settle down. More Florida stuff for you.
I love Florida.
Yeah. Florida man runs for Congress, embraces his cosplay rape fantasy past. That's the headline. Jake Rush is a talented young lawyer who's trying to unseat an ornery old Tea Party congressman in Gainesville, Florida. Chaz Darling, no relation, is a dark vampiric gamer with a penchant for rape fantasies. Also, Jake Rush is Chaz Darling. So, not only not related, not a real person. Chaz Darling is the new Carlos Danger. That's right. He's 35. He's a local Florida man who made good after working as a sheriff's deputy and attending the nearby University of Florida and Stetson University Law School. A Christian who touts his cred as a conservative straight shooter. He's announced he'll run in the Republican primary to challenge Representative Ted Yoho. That's right.
No relation.
He is a Tea Party guy who, according to his campaign site, is endorsed by Laura P., who is a meat cutter at Publix.
Oh, Publix.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the news.
Publix. But Rush leads a double life in which he's also really into LARPing, according to someone at St. Peter's blog. Rush is Chaz Darling, Sass Vander Winst, and a host of other roles, was a longtime member of the Mind's Eye Society, otherwise known as Caramilla. Mind's Eye, or MES, is a nationwide community of gothic punk role players who come together to take on personas of vampires and other supernatural beings known as kindred, dealing with night-to-night struggles against their own bestial natures, hunters, and each other. Rush is a member of the Kindred of Gainesville, is not some teenager playing Dungeons and Dragons in his mom's basement. It's how you die! It's a game for adults with adult themes. Sounds silly? Oh, it's not.
Who's saying it's not silly?
What's LARPing?
Live action role playing. Like running around pretending you're playing Dungeons and Dragons, but in real life. Like improv meets Dungeons and Dragons.
It's a game of let's pretend like when you're a kid on the playground, but we have to give it a real name when adults do it.
Yeah.
it's make believe.
So he does that with rape? Fantasies?
Vampire rape.
Bingo,
dear.
And he's going to be elected because it's Florida.
So if you're not into voting for the liberal, you got your choice of the Tea Party guy or this individual.
He's going to get the geek vote and the gothic vote, maybe.
The conservative geek vote?
Yeah, why not?
No, why not? I don't know.
I appreciate his honesty.
He's embracing it. Because, I mean, what else are you going to do? It's Florida. What?
Punch someone in the drive-thru at McDonald's, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that is another option that you could go to.
Oh, my God. That shit was so funny. I don't know why. I think it's because I kind of, like, can picture it happening at the McDonald's on Arden.
Oh, man.
Like, I can see that shit going down there.
Would you be the puncher or the punchy?
Is there a double drive-thru in that one?
Yeah, well, kind of. And then emergency the one. Yeah, there is a double drive-thru in that.
Yeah,
it turned out. Everyone is like, you know, in California, we're nice. We, you know... We're courteous. You know how to pay attention to the rules.
Yeah. Now, Diana, have you ever done improv? I know you do stand up.
I've done improv. I haven't done improv on stage. I've done improv classes.
Okay.
You've done LARPing.
Well, I used to play Pokemon LARPing on the playground in fifth grade.
That's LARPing.
So the rest of us in the room have done improv on stage.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
This is all scripted.
It is. well, some good news for you. The Koch brothers, you know them.
And then Ted says, who wrote this shit? And then Nate says.
Sorry. Ted apologizes.
Feels sad. You know the Koch brothers, David and his weird brother, who give tons of money to conservative causes. They are a wide-reaching and politically influential private company run by billionaire brothers David and Charles. They're diversifying. It is a cryptic job listing that went out in New York City's improv theater to aspiring comedians. They were offered the opportunity to be involved in a, quote, travel gig later this month. Koch Industries wants to identify current and emerging social and economic issues and the underlying emotional drivers and motivations behind them, said the vague casting notice from the branding company Firefly. This research project will take a cross-section of people, ask questions, and then based on the answers, the improvisers will perform scenes.
Scenes.
Yeah. The Koch brothers were recently criticized, and they don't like that, by the way, for a series of misleading anti-Obamacare ads, so actors with morals or political qualms probably shouldn't bother. But if you're soulless and like doing improv, and that is not mutually exclusive, go ahead and line up for your chance to do a traveling improv group.
How much money?
They do not say.
Just your soul, Diana.
Yeah, just your soul.
That's what it'll cost you, not what you'll get paid. Never mind.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, if my soul does, it's a price. There's a price for it.
Okay.
Yeah, mine can be bought, really, in most cases.
Yeah. We all love food trucks, right? Food trucks are the big thing.
Yes.
Yeah, well, they've jumped the shark.
Oh, what? No.
It's true. Literally.
Mm-hmm. Ah!
Literally, the humble food truck, born on a wave of frugality into a trendy population during the recession, is now washed out to sea because Royal Caribbean Cruises plans to launch the world's first ocean-going food truck with the November debut of its newest ship, Quantum of the Seas.
Wouldn't it be a food boat?
No, that would be smaller.
Oh.
The Seaplex Doghouse will serve hot dogs and sausage, part of an entertainment center located near the cruise industry's first bumper car arena. Royal Caribbean is also touting the circus school, enclosed basketball court, and roller skating rink among the amenities on the new ship. The truck aboard the Quantum isn't exactly a traditional rig with an engine. The doghouse is more like a sidewalk lemonade stand with a kitschy storefront, slinging brats as one of the ship's complimentary dining venues. Ooh, so it's free.
Yep. On a cruise, everything's free except for the booze.
And you know, the admission to get on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you pay.
So there's that. Anyway, the only issue for Royal Caribbean is trying to instill food culture on a cruise ship that might come from Quantum's home port of Bayonne, New Jersey, which is roughly 12 miles from New York. That's one part of the country where the chance to dine from a food truck isn't much of a vacation. So
this is a hot dog stand that looks like a truck. Is that pretty much what's happening?
Yes.
Okay.
On a boat.
Great.
So there's a truck on a boat.
But it's not
it's
really
not a real
truck.
It's just
then what the fuck are they doing?
They're trying to appeal to stupid people. Is what they're doing.
I think they just got stupid trying to like be appealed.
They just mind.
Like, I don't even know what I just fucking said.
They just mind fucked you. Is what happened.
Oh man, and they didn't even buy me dinner first because I have to pay for a mission and shit.
I know, it's terrible. By the way, I want to thank everybody who's been buying their stuff on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. We appreciate it. It does help support the show. And it's super simple. I bought this brand new Pebble watch that I'm wearing on my wrist right now.
Fancy.
Doing that. All I did is I went to NateDarlingShow.com. I clicked the Shop Amazon tab, and then I was there on Amazon.com, and I shopped like I normally did. I saved money, and I helped support the show. Although not really, because when I buy stuff, I don't get a commission off of what I buy. Anyway.
Wait, but you set a good example.
I do, because it's the habit of doing it. So please, go ahead and do that. Tell your friends if they're going to shop Amazon to go ahead and do that, because it does not cost you anything extra at all. Not one thin dime extra. And it helps keep our show on the internet, where all great things and porn are. Wait, that's not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, porn is weird.
Some porn is weird.
Yeah.
Some porn's awesome.
Some weird porn is awesome.
Just prove my statement to me.
Okay. Prove your statement to you.
No, disprove it.
No, just prove my statement that porn, like there's some awesome porn. That's not all weird.
She wants some awesome porn, Nate.
Basically, I'm asking you to send me porn, Nate. What you think is awesome.
She wants porn.
Well, I don't know if we're going to like the same thing. I mean, that's the beauty of internet porn is it's a cornucopia.
Something for or a pornucopia.
It is.
Okay.
It's like one of those big Sacto Mofo food truck compendiums where there's so many food trucks. And the one that I might like might not be the one that you like, but you can go to any one of them. It's like a food court at the mall.
I was gonna say
wheels.
That's what we used to call a food court. We were happy with it being indoors.
Man.
Not having to stand under a freeway and eat our burgers. I'm a hot asphalt.
Right.
Are you talking about porn still or food?
I'm like, same
both.
Thing. That's the only way
yeah.
I got off.
Where's the porn court?
Oh, my God. You guys, business idea. We trademarked that.
Now, copyright.
It's ours.
Dildos on a stick? I don't know.
TM.
I think we're on to something.
Ted, get on that quickly. It's time for us to do small town news.
Panda sex.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
Yeah. That's right. We got some stuff for you.
No, it's such like a kinder, gentler small town news. Like, yeah. Happiness. You guys, small towns aren't so bad after
all. It's a palate cleanser.
I'm in a cafe.
Well, on March 31st in Grand Forks, North Dakota, they got a blizzard. Blizzard Gigi.
Wait, what the fuck?
Blizzard Gigi. Mm-hmm. G-I-G-I. And since there was nobody to cover it, Brad Elliott Schlossman.
I don't know why. Schlossman.
He was out covering the blizzard on the mean streets of Grand Forks, North Dakota.
3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone. I am Brad Schlossman from the Weather Channel. I'm standing here in downtown Grand
Forks. He's not from the Weather Channel. He's from the newspaper.
There's normally cars coming all over here, but this is the blizzard of the century right now. There's no cars coming. You can't even drive in this stuff. It's like 2 feet deep. Look at this cut right here. Get this shot here. Do you expect a car to get through here? No, I don't think so. It's just total madness right now in downtown Grand Forks. We're going to have to sleep at the Herald tonight because... we can't get out of here. I don't know what else to say. Hey, I am Brad Schlossman from the Grand Forks Herald. We're downtown in the middle of a blizzard.
He's from the Grand Forks Herald, is what he said. He normally covers college hockey.
Right here. He's trying to... Okay, here we go. Watch it. Keep it going. Oh, he made that look easy, actually.
What? Maybe we can go home.
Is this
guy
high?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. And now the guy in a pickup truck drove by.
Don't do it.
And now he's parallel parking.
Holy this guy can drive.
Because he's parallel
We're
parking.
We're down here with Joe right now. He is the lone car we've seen come across here in about 15 minutes. Joe, how would you make it look so easy tonight?
Now it's four-wheel drive, man. You have to have a truck in North Dakota.
Were you worried about getting stuck?
Absolutely not. I've seen worse.
the century,
what was the
though?
Worst part? Where'd you come from?
Over on 42nd University.
That's a long ways.
Yeah.
Was there any bad spots?
The worst was getting out of the parking lot.
Yeah, and pulling in here, that's pretty deep ruts there.
Yeah, it was pretty wild at the intersection.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Were you worried about backing up and getting stuck?
He already asked that.
Well, there you have it. Joe's a much better driver than any of us.
He has a truck with four-wheel drive.
And that's Brad Elliott Schlossman reporting from the scene of Blizzard Gigi.
Good job, Schlossman.
Talking to the world's best parallel parker. That's how they headlined it.
In
the Grand Forks Herald.
Oh.
And that's Small Town News.
That was perfect.
That was, wow.
You are welcome. America
and
the world, because we go out to the world here on the Nate Darling Show.
Do we?
We do. Anywhere in the world, you can get us on NateDarlingShow.com, on iTunes, on the Stitcher mobile app.
Even in Syria?
Yeah, if they've got the internet, you can get us.
Okay, I know they blocked us in Syria. I don't know why they would have blocked us in Syria.
Wait.
I don't know.
I haven't said anything about the Syrians.
We have a
Ted.
Controversial cast. That's all I'm saying.
What do you mean controversial? Who are you trying to call out right now?
Alternative? I don't know.
Okay,
we have
the
a
first
Jew.
Rule of Jewish Fight Club is if somebody says ow, you stop.
Welcome to the podcast, Diana. Classic.
It's the first time.
Yeah, so that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Everybody have a great hump day. We'll be back with another one for you on Friday because that's how we roll. This is the American Authors. The song's called Think About It on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.
So far, so good.
getting high.